I talk now with David Kessler, Commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, who's at the White House. Dr. Kessler, welcome, first of all.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
The tobacco advertisers, who held a news conference earlier today, said that today's regulations amount to a ban on magazine and billboard advertising. They'll challenge it in court and they'll win. Do you expect all of this to be in court for a long time?
We certainly hope not. It's up to the tobacco companies and the advertisers. These are eminently reasonable regulations to protect our kids from becoming addicted. We certainly hope that the industry and the advertisers won't tie us up in court forever.
Well, what would be your arguments against them if they claim that these are overly broad limitations on commercial free speech?
These are not overly broad by any means. The government can protect children. That's what these regulations do, pure and simple. They don't do anything else.
Today's regulations are about children, as you say, and they're very much about advertising. But do you see the definition of cigarettes as a drug delivery vehicle as the opening for possibly tougher regulations in the future? Would you like to see tougher regulations in the future?
No, that's not what the regulations spell out. The regulations are very specific. They're focused on kids, reducing access, reducing appeal, making sure kids don't start.
And this is the sum total? I mean, you wouldn't want to go further having this the worst health problem in the country out there in a legal addictive drug?
The right public health approach is to focus on kids before they ever start. It's much easier dealing with somebody before they're addicted. And if we can get children and adolescents to the age of 18 and 19, and they don't start, they're never going to. So it's a generational strategy. It's the right public health approach.
I'd like to ask you about the idea of removing vending machines, cigarette vending machines, that is, in places that are frequented by children. What do you think will end up being those places that people will agree are not frequented by children? Just
no,
bars?
The rule is very specific. There can't be vending machines that have tobacco in any places where children are permitted.
So in that case, you would imagine that cigarette vending machines might be seen in bars and perhaps liquor stores.
If children can't get in there, if they're never seen there, then the stores can have it.
Any other place, any other kind of store or office building or lobby or grocery.
If children are in those places, then vending machines are prohibited.
With today's regulations, does this mean that the Federal Trade Commission, which in the past has had much to say over many different kinds of advertising, including cigarette advertising, is now out of the business of regulating cigarette advertising?
No, their jurisdiction is still the same, and in fact, they've commented and supported our advertising regulations.
Why, though, then, wouldn't past judgments of the Federal Trade Commission, when they have been, they haven't been quick to see that the Joe Camel ads, for example, are causing children smoking, do those still obtain, or are those all eclipsed now by today's regulations?
The Federal Trade Commission has a different legal standard than the Food and Drug Administration. So we regulate drugs routinely. We regulate the advertising of drugs like Valium and Prozac. We do that. And we also work with the FTC when we do that.
Is this indeed a unique set of regulations? That is there any other substance that the Food and Drug Administration regulates that is legal, addictive, and advertised?
Well, there certainly are legal addictive drugs.
Non-prescription drugs.
You're right in that tobacco presents unique circumstances. We're dealing with 50 million adult smokers, 75 to 90% of whom are addicted. So it was very important, once the agency determined that nicotine was an addictive drug under the Act, to craft regulations that made common sense and with the right public health approach. And that's what the president, when he stood up today, and that's what the Food and Drug Administration did. And it's an historic action. Mm-hmm. It's unprecedented.
And was this strategy crafted specifically so as to avoid anything that might resemble prohibition or the criminalization of marijuana or something of that sort?
Prohibition simply won't work. it doesn't work when you're dealing with addictive substances for which you have so many addicted people out there. So the regulations were crafted to be the right public health approach, focusing on kids before they become addicted. That's the strategy.
Well, David Kessler, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
David Kessler is Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He spoke to us from the White House.